Our Lady's Words, taken directly from the mystical City of God by Venerable Mary of Agreda. Coronation, paragraph 8, page 36. Our Lady speaks of detaching ourselves from worldly desires.
My daughter, though I have until now so many times urged thee to detach thyself from all visible and earthly things, and to die to thyself and to all that savors of a child of Adam, and though I have fully exhorted and instructed thee in the first and second part of my life already written, yet I now call upon thee anew, with the affection of a kind and loving mother, and I invite thee, in the name of my divine Son, in my own name, and in that of the angels, who also love thee so much, that forgetting all else, thou rise thyself to another life, more exalted and heavenly, approaching that of the eternal felicity. I desire that thou leave entirely the ancient Babylon, thy enemies and all their false and harassing vanities, and that thou approach the holy and celestial Jerusalem, live in its porches, where thou art to occupy thyself in the true and perfect imitation of my life, and thus arrive by the divine grace at the intimate union of my Lord and thy most faithful spouse. Hear me then, my dearest, with a joyful attention and alacrity of soul, follow me fervently, reproducing in thy life the image of what thou writest, and study what works I performed after I came back from the right hand of my divine Son to this world. Meditate upon and penetrate into all things, in order that, according to the graces thou receivest, thou mayest continually copy what thou understandest and writest. Divine favor will not fail thee, for the Most High will not deny it to those who, on their part, exert themselves according to their power, and he will not refuse thee his assistance to attain what is pleasing and acceptable to him, if thou do not, by thy negligence, make thyself unworthy. Prepare and expand thy heart, inflame thy will, purify thy understanding, and cast out from thy faculties every image and impression of visible creatures. For thus will none of them interfere with thee, nor any of them draw thee into venial sin or imperfections. The Most High will deposit in thee his hidden wisdom, and thus thou shalt be prepared and anxious to execute all that is most pleasing in our eyes and enjoined upon thee by us. From now on thy life is to be like that of one newly called from the grave, just as such a one is apt to turn to a new life, as if estranged and foreign to all that he had loved in his former life, changed in all his desires, reformed and alienated from all his former inclinations. So I desire that thou, my daughter, be renewed, for thou must live as if thou wert re-endowed with the highest possible gifts of the soul by the divine power within thee. But for these divine operations it is necessary that thou use thy own efforts and prepare thy whole heart, so that thou mayest be entirely free and become a blank tablet, as it were, whereon the Lord with his own fingers may write and stamp, as in soft and yielding wax, the seal of my virtues. His Majesty desires thee to be an instrument in his hands, wherewith to operate his own holy and perfect will. And thou knowest that an instrument does not offer resistance to the artisan, and if possesses free will, it uses it only in order to permit itself to be freely moved. Now then, my dearest, come, come whither I call thee, and remember that if it is natural to the highest good to bestow favors and communicate itself to the creatures at all times, yet in the present age this Lord and Father of mercies seeks to manifest more abundantly his liberal kindness toward mortals. For the times have advanced toward their end, and there are few who are willing to dispose themselves for the reception of his divine gifts. Do not thou lose such a favorable occasion. Follow me and tread in my footsteps, and since I invite thee to such a happiness in motherly love, and by such high and perfect doctrine, do not grieve the Holy Ghost by thy tardiness.